Restoring My Soul, Monday the 20th of March, Betrothed to Christ Forever. The Lord proclaimed through Hosea concerning all those who have been cleansed from sin and uncleanness as part of the heavenly Jerusalem, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. In a similar way, the Lord promised the overcomers in the presbytery of Philadelphia that he would write upon them the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. When the name of the New Jerusalem is written upon the 144,000 as the first fruits of the true Israel of God, it will signify that they have been betrothed to the Lord forever. Furthermore, they will be sanctified to be the walls and the gates of the New Jerusalem during the time of the end. The great multitude that no man can number from every nation, which comprises the fullness of the bride city, will come in through the 144,000, who are the gates of the city. When the great multitude come into the city, they will also be betrothed to the Lord forever. The fulfillment of this promise for the great multitude is recorded in Revelation chapter 7. The Lord further summarized the days of Jezreel in the time of the end by saying, It shall come to pass in that day that I will answer. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. The earth shall answer with grain, with new wine, and with oil. They shall answer Jezreel. This is an interesting passage. The first point to note is that the Lord refers to the first fruits of the true Israel of God, who have been cleansed and betrothed to him forever, by the name Jezreel. We have considered that the name Jezreel means God scatters. However, it equally means God sows. The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 2 verses 19 and 20, Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, Revelation chapter 7 verses 1 to 8, Revelation chapter 21 verse 12, Revelation chapter 7 verses 15 to 17, and Hosea chapter 2 verses 21 and 22. For further study, Isaiah chapter 62.